This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is BFM 89.9. My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Enterprise BizBite. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong
and Audrey Raj.
Today, we are talking about how Snapchat are letting users register to vote via its app. We'll come back to that in a minute. We also had a discussion regarding some of the new tech that Alibaba is throwing out. And one of those techs was to do with hotels and
Room service robots.
Go on then.
Yeah, so we got a text here from Leonard on WhatsApp, and he says, robot room service, whatever is going to happen to those couples who do the towel drop challenge at hotels?
What on earth is the towel drop challenge?
Please explain, Leonard, because I'm not going to do it.
I figure if you go to YouTube, there'll be plenty of videos. Just do not do it during work hours.
I'm so concerned for just everything.
Oh, poor Christine. Right, it's time. We're going to move on. Right, we want to talk about the tweets that we've just had. Do you want to pick up on a couple of the tweets that we've had regarding the story and Snapchat? The first one.
Yes. So this is about the voter registration. So we actually had a tweet in again from Joe Lee, who responded earlier as well. He says, "My bad on the app for registration or voting, but automatic registration by governing agencies will do. No third parties or data mining, and definitely education and awareness. Pointless for ease of voting if uninformed."
Completely agree.
True. I totally agree with that as well. This seems to be a kind of opinion that is shared by a lot of people, because we also have Yudhisthira R. I'm so sorry, I've completely butchered your name, but that's the thing. Who says, "Probably, but it's not about the app itself. It's about the process and the awareness. There's no proper promotion on this kind of thing, and people tend to not do things they don't know about. Some don't know they can do it at the post office. I did not know until I registered that you could do it at the post office."
This should be a thing in schools. If you ask me, you should get to the age of like 15, 16, and okay, by the time you're 18, you've probably forgotten about it. But this thing is then implanted in your brain.
Yes.
You know, you are able to register to vote at this age, and you should go and do it. And it should just be one of those little parts of one of the classes.
It should be.
It should also be something that you do with your parents, because when I turned 21, just a few days after that, my dad took me to the post office so that I could register to vote. It was part of
becoming a bonding moment.
Yes, I was becoming an adult, becoming a Malaysian citizen, but you know, doing your it's your responsibility.
Gaining political power as well, you know, which is fun.
Go on.
Just real quick, we also have our very own Melissa Tiong from the news team, who just says, "Heck yes, which I approve."
I'm going to go over to Insta story here, and this is an interesting one from High School Politician, who says, "Yes, because youngsters are now always on their phone. That's the reason that Snapchat have decided to do this. They're smart in that way, that we know young people, and not only young people, most people are stuck to their devices 90% of the day. Anyway, let's move on to story number three. Keep the conversation going, folks. We've still got a few minutes if you want to take part. 018-789-8899 is the number to get us via WhatsApp, and of course on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. Why are researchers using AI to fake health data, Christine?
Okay. That sounds super sketchy and aware, but it's actually a good thing. So the way the AI works is that they need a lot of data to learn on, which is fine if you want an algorithm to recognize cats in videos, because, you know, YouTube exists. Mm. But not all data is easy to get. For researchers trying to train AI to spot medical conditions, privacy issues, financial concerns, and rare diseases, with few examples, all impede their efforts. But more AI could be the solution, with generative adversarial networks, or GANs, creating realistic enough medical images for AI to learn on. Now, the scary thing about GANs is that they are better known as the tech that is behind deepfakes.
Mm. Right.
So deepfakes are basically, that's the AI that you can kind of make anyone say whatever you want, which is terrifying. But the medical field is actually trying to use these GANs for a good purpose, essentially what they're trying to
do. So describe what a deepfake is. It's information. It's basically a video or audio where somebody has recorded somebody else's voice and used that data to make them say something that they never said, using AI and technology.
Yes.
So you could essentially have Barack Obama saying a whole bunch of stuff that he never actually said, and it looks extremely convincing.
Mm-hmm. So in order for it to be more convincing, you just need more videos and
more
data.
Yes.
So it turns out that because you can do that, because you can generate all this stuff with a very distinct level of accuracy. The medical field is using this to essentially create more data for their medical AI to learn from. Mm. And it's based on real data. So what happened was, the work was presented at the Medical Image Computing and Computer-Assisted Intervention Conference in Spain last week. And the researchers used two open data sets of brain MRIs to train the GAN system, one that showed brains with Alzheimer's disease and the other with tumors. And the resulting images are good enough that using a mix of 10% real data and the rest GAN-created data was just as good at training their medical algorithms to spot tumors in new images as a data set made up of entirely real images. So the kind of idea is that if you kind of create, because basically what it is that you just want more. It's not necessarily a matter of variety, but you just want more so that the AI can learn. And so that's really interesting. And it actually does work. Now, there are limitations, though, because GANs cannot create types of images with details it's never seen before. It could also make the often unnoticed imbalance in data sets worse. And since the biology of tumors isn't totally understood, creating images from scratch isn't yet an option. Still, GANs can produce pictures with tumors that are larger or smaller or moved into the other side of the brain and in realistic ways. So it's a really interesting way of kind of getting an AI to train another AI, essentially.
Which I think is a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what they did to train, what was the chess playing AI?
You can
Deep Mind.
There we go.
You know, and so they. I don't know if you heard this story.
No.
So just to kind of quickly recap, it was IBM's forgive me if I don't get all the details correct. Essentially what happened is a piece of AI learned how to play chess over a period of weeks and did very well and won, I think, all of its games that it played with a human opponent, of course. And then it became so good at it that they used that AI to then train other AI to play chess. And that particular piece of AI learned how to play chess and win constantly within something like 6 hours. It learned all of the rules of the game and became essentially unbeatable.
AI training AI.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where we fall in the mix, you know?
you switch on the button that powers the AI, and that's about as much interaction as we have now.
Yeah.
I mean, scary. It is scary, but like Christine's and that story just kind of explains, the idea that we're at a stage now where we can use this tech, which we originally thought was right, okay, it's only for nefarious reasons.
Yes.
We can't use it for anything else. Maybe the movie industry could use it for something else, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like they already have.
Like they already have. But, you know, even Jeff Sandu and, of course, Matt Armitage on their show were talking about deepfakes and how much trouble they could cause on one thing or another. You should listen to Matt Splained if you haven't. It's on Thursday at 10 a.m. It's Thursday
Friday.
Or Friday? Friday at 10 a.m. I do apologize. Listen to that. But, you know, we're now at this stage where I'm liking this story because it knows that we can learn stuff from this too.
Yeah, I just like that for once it's a story about technology that is positive.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
Yeah, and we had so few of those.
Yeah.
Right?
That's nice.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. But if you do have any comments regarding the story that we started off with about how Snapchat are letting users register to vote from the app, let us know what you think about it. The question we ask is whether or not you think something like a voter registration app would work here in Malaysia. If you agree with that, you know, let us know if you think it would work. If you have your doubts about it, send those too. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp or on Instagram or on Twitter at BFM Radio. Let's take a short break. Some music coming up next from Audio Slave. It is Original Fire here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.